Welcome to the Talking Nutrition Podcast, where twice a week, you'll learn about all things health, fitness, and mindset. I'm your host, Yoel Investors, and it's my goal to simplify nutrition, provide you with actionable strategies, and teach you repeatable systems so you can create real results at last. Now, real quick, you won't find any crazy restrictive diets or quick fixes here, and the stuff that we talk about is basic, easy to apply, and effective. However, the only way to create change is by putting what you learn into action. Now go ahead and grab yourself a coffee, pour me one while you're at it, and let's dive into the episode. What's up, and welcome back to the Talking Nutrition Podcast. Today, I wanted to continue our four-part mini-series on the four keys to a good, healthy, strong, long life. It's also the stuff that we build our company around. It's the four virtues of Stoicism. And I mean, first of all, Stoicism has done a lot for me personally, and without really getting into Stoicism too much, because if you want to learn more about that, you know, you can look into it. Maybe you follow Ryan Holiday, like look into that stuff. I mostly want to talk about like why this applies to us. And I mean, like, why the hell am I a nutrition coach, right? Talking about Stoicism, and like, why did we even decide to make these four virtues like the four core values of our whole company? And we're going to definitely talk a lot more about this, you know, into the new year. Now, to give you a little bit of a refresher, last week we talked about the virtue of courage, where we talked about getting started and that it really takes quite a bit of courage to even just take that first step to begin your fitness journey. It's a big, uncomfortable step. We talked about stepping out of your comfort zone, right? Hitting that fear zone before you hit learning, right? The learning zone, like that's the cool part where it starts to click in when you actually feel momentum. And then ultimately growth. But we talked about getting started and then taking that big step and then being met with setbacks, obstacles, and same kind of thing, right? You need courage to keep going. And we talked about like how you can push through and actually get to basically expanding your comfort zone. Like that's really what you're doing. You're creating a new normal. And then, which is cool, you set new goals because we're never done growing. We're never done learning. And that's what we want to talk about today as well. Because courage is essential for growth. It's the only thing that allows you to take that first step and to actually get that momentum going. Now, wisdom, really talking about the road to self-mastery, right, is about learning. It's about learning from those setbacks, learning about you, learning about nutrition, fitness. And here's the cool thing, right? With every level that you hit, there's going to be new setbacks, new obstacles, which means that we're always going to learn something new. There's always like with every level, I swear, like every time you're like, well, you know, I'm here now, you would assume maybe that things are going to be easy let's be honest, certain things will be easy, but that just in general, like stuff will be easy. But you know, guess what? There's always something new. And that's really the cool part about this health and fitness journey, because it's never over if you think about it. So today I wanted to talk about finding what works for you. It's like one of those where it's a little bit overused, you know, like finding what works for you. And sure, right? You are your own individual. I do feel like a lot of the basics will really go for most people, but we'll talk about that today. We also want to talk about finding good people online. I think it's sometimes hard with so much misinformation, conflicting opinions from different diet camps, right? Like how the hell do you know like who's reliable? Like who's actually putting out stuff that's, first of all, based on actual research, not just like one little study, but just what the, let's call it like the average of, you know, most of the research just altogether says. Because when it comes to, you know, finding the truth in quotes, it's hard, right? But we can find what's very likely to be the closest thing to the truth that we have based on research, but then also looking at in the trenches experience. So I'll also share some of my favorite people to follow with you, because I do think that, you know, in this episode, we're going to talk about learning and wisdom, right? And for always kind of like growing and hitting those setbacks, but like not giving into failure. I want this to be more of like a starting point for you. And hey, by the way, like you're already listening, so you're past that starting point. But look at it this way, like that learning is a continuous effort. It's not like you read something once and then you're good. Like, no, it's continuous effort. Just how, I mean, reaching your goals and then maintaining your results and, you know, going from there, will also require continuous effort. We're going to talk about overcoming and reframing failure, because I think failure is often viewed as negative. It's actually a good thing. You need it, right? And it will come up, and that's okay. It doesn't make you a failure, but we'll talk about that. And then trusting the process. Like, what does that even mean? What's the process? We're going to talk about the growth mindset. Very important. And ultimately, how that growth mindset will allow you to become like the next version of yourself. So just like last week, this is a recording from our office hours call, basically what we do every single week. I go live with our clients and we talk about these kind of topics. So only like now we do 4 weeks of, hey, these four virtues. And then, I mean, before that, this is what we were doing as well as, you know, of course, after we go back to this, we have a weekly topic and then we just dive deep. It's really cool because we're always learning. And that's really the point of this whole episode, right? We're always learning. Every single week, we go live for, let's call it 45 minutes in our client community. We pick a topic, they ask questions, and we just dive deep, right? And it's cool because we're just never done. It's always something new, new questions, new struggles, new topics to dive into, especially once we start bringing our new people on our team, right? We're going to educate our people on even more different topics, which is really cool. So now, without further ado, because I think I'm already rambling on for a couple of minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so, let's dive in. Enjoy this recording of our office hours call, and we'll be back next week with our third virtue, and that is going to be temperance, aka moderation. The word that we all kind of know we should be, you know, including, practicing, as you maybe say, but it's one of those where we usually don't want to hear it, right? A lot of times it does boil down to moderation, though. So either way, we talked about courage first, wisdom today, temperance next week, and then after we'll talk justice. Enjoy the episode. I wanted to dive in to the journey, like the mission really that we're on together, without getting like too descriptive shit. I think it's important to really establish a couple things, a couple pillars really, that we should be focusing on. I want to paint that picture of the culture, right, that we stand for, the stuff that I hold myself accountable to, you accountable to, our future coaches, which, you know, the first one we're going to announce very soon in a couple of weeks. This stuff should really be at the very foundation of everything that we do. So to kind of quickly recap, last week we talked about courage to take action, to even just get started on your journey. We talked about the setbacks and how you need courage to keep going. And then you go from that comfort zone to fear to learning to growth. So it's definitely a process. It's a journey. And it's not easy, like we talked about. Now, it's not just about taking action, though. It's also about learning continuously. Like every single day, week, month, we grow, right? There's always going to be something. And we're never done leveling up. So the four keys that we're going to be talking about, right? So we did courage last week. Today is wisdom. So the ever, never-ending process, I should say, of always learning, right? We're going to talk about growth mindset today as well. And next week, we're going to talk about temperance, which is really just a different word for moderation, the word that no one likes to use, right? When it comes to nutrition and stuff, and then justice towards the end. And I feel like that one is going to be a little bit shorter, but it's mostly kind of going to describe putting out, you know, helpful content and making sure that, you know, people get the help that they deserve, because I think there's a lot of like, you know, snake oil kind of salesy shit, you know, going on in the fitness space with the supplement, you know, industry and all of that stuff, where people deserve the help, but instead, right, it's just a money thing, right? People just want to make money off people and not help them. So anyway, that's going to be that last one. So as for today, we're going to dive into wisdom. What do I mean by that, right? It's really just setting the goal of like really figuring out what works for you, like actually figuring out what works for you. And I think that's almost something that's kind of like a little overused where, right, I wrote this down today. It's like finding what works for you is like the health and fitness equivalent of the search for Bigfoot. It's like there's some people who kind of seem to have found it, although there's still so many people who, after, I don't know, a million fucking diet attempts, still haven't been able to experience that, still haven't been able to get to that point, right? Seeing is believing. So here's an idea. What if we stop trying to find, in quotes, right, what works for us, but instead we create what works for us? Because it's in your own hands. We talked about the inevitable setbacks, the obstacles, and just the stuff you'll encounter along the way last time. So we're not going to repeat that. Today, we're going to talk about learning from those setbacks and obstacles in the pursuit of self-mastery. So while online, you see a lot of the quick fixes, right? The wall of burning supplements, as I like to call them, the meal plan apps and all that, where really all you get is like an automated, like the coach, you know, coach in quotes, like they don't even do it. It's like an automated update to your macros, and then it spits out different recipes. And it's fine. It's cool to have a little bit of a meal plan, but you don't learn from that, right? Then there's like the fat loss challenges and all that kind of stuff. But if we really want to make it long term, we got to think beyond just what's on your plate and beyond what happens at the gym. If you want to be successful long term, you need to get that true understanding, right, of how nutrition works, how fitness works, and most importantly, like your mind and like how you work as an individual. And the good news is that learning about nutrition doesn't require you to get a PhD. So that's good. It will require learning by doing for the most part. But the stuff, and we'll talk about this later, but the stuff that actually does something in terms of like creating results is all very basic. Now, since you guys are already here, you kind of know this. A lot of the stuff that I teach you is very basic. We keep it very actionable. We focus on taking action here, right? But remember too, that the only way for things to stick is like that repetitive kind of like putting it in action day in, day out. That's why for a lot of you guys, when you do your check-ins, sometimes it's going to be many weeks in a row where we kind of focus on the same stuff. And that's what's required to keep going and ultimately get to your goals. But along the way, there's so many learning moments, right? And that's what we look for. Now, this whole process really begins by opening up to new input. And I mean, again, you guys are here, so I know that you already did that. But remember too, like we're here to learn and we're here to challenge ourselves and be open to new input, to be coachable, to receive feedback. Of course, be critical as well, because I'll always tell you like, hey, do your own research as well. Challenge things that you see online. Challenge me, like ask follow-up questions so that you can really understand what you want to know. And wisdom is not about like just kind of like knowing everything and right, getting on that high horse. Like, no. But before we can even get to wisdom, we need to start by accepting that the knowledge and skills and experience, right, that we don't have, we can get to that point, right? But it's going to require work. We don't have it yet. That's an important yet. You want to be prepared to challenge yourself, right? To be challenged by me. And remember too that, you know, it's basically impossible to begin to learn that you already think you know. So remember that. You want to be open to new stuff. We're here to change. We're not here to keep doing the things that we're currently doing, because then we don't see change. We always talk about this stuff. So the nice thing too is that you can get the help from someone who knows their stuff, who's either been there, you know, and has achieved what you want personally, or a coach or mentor or other experts, or maybe a combination. And usually, you know, like myself, you know, I'm a coach, but I've also gone through this myself. That's ultimately what led to me, you know, becoming a coach. That's also why I'm so passionate about this stuff, I feel like, because I can relate to it. You can do that, or you can figure it out on your own. And you see how most people kind of experience that, right? Where figuring it out on your own is possible. I had to do that myself as well. But it comes with a lot of trial and error. So you can basically shortcut, right, the mistakes, don't make them, by getting help from someone, like me in this case. So knowing what to do, right, learning about nutrition, that's only one thing. There's a quote that I want to bring up here by Dale Carnegie. It goes, knowledge isn't power until it's applied. And that's what this action-based coaching is about, right? We
learn by doing. That's the whole point here. It's cool to learn about stuff and read a blog or study, whatever it is, but it's not until you actually start putting things into action, like until it starts, that's when it starts to click, you know? So a true action taker looks to gain knowledge and true understanding. They're open to challenging their ways of doing and thinking, and they're willing to get the help from others, right? And of course, learn by doing. So that's where we need to start. We need to be open to change, to learn new stuff, and to be challenged, and to maybe address the things we currently do or think. And that is a process. We're going to talk about this more, but you'll hear me say this a lot today, that it's a process, right? Over a decade ago now, right? So now we're going to talk about kind of like how to find reliable information online, because I know it's confusing. Over a decade ago, I was 22 years old. This is 2012. And I knew I had to create some type of change, right? So as much as I used to be the kid where I could eat whatever I wanted, I was like the kid with the fast metabolism, you know? I used to be able to just eat whatever, wouldn't gain weight. But then I started smoking, drinking, and just eating unhealthy. I didn't train at all, right? I didn't do great in sports and school. So just over the years, my weight just bumped up to like 110 plus kilos. So in pounds, it's like more than 240 pounds. But that was at my heaviest, right? So I knew things needed to change, and I quit drinking alcohol and I quit smoking. And I actually started running and lifting weights, but that was like the fun stuff. You know, that was actually relatively simple, and that was just more enjoyable, I guess. But now when it comes to the nutrition stuff, like that was the difficult part, you know? So it's usually a combination of that information overload online and the conflicting opinions from like different diet camps that really lead to only one thing and one thing only. That's you ending up more confused and still not knowing what to do. That's what I went through, right? That's how I felt. And you would think that if you go online and you Google how to lose weight, or you know, you follow someone's advice on social media, whether it's an influencer, let's call it, or something you read in a health magazine, or you see in a documentary, right? You would think that all of that is kind of created or designed to help you, to teach you how stuff works, but it's actually not really the case. A lot of times, they're just trying to make money. They're trying to sell you shit. And that's definitely the case with a lot of like influencers, celebrities, and nothing against that, right? In a way, because that's just what some people do. But it is not helpful when it comes to you actually learning about nutrition. Because if you go online and you watch Netflix documentaries, you'll see some of the worst nutrition advice out there. Things like, the Game Changers documentary, which is literally like, it's like cherry picked data from research where they just pick certain numbers to kind of prove a point completely. And there's a really good video about this by Lane Norton, who actually completely debunked the whole documentary. Took a lot of time to kind of dive into that. So you can find that on YouTube. So check that out. But either way, right? A documentary like that ends up on Netflix. A lot of people end up seeing that, and then they're, fed misinformation. And, right, you're basically being lied to. And they're purposely kind of leaving stuff out. And that's an issue. And that's the case for a lot of things that you see online. So wisdom is also about kind of discovering the truth and being critical here. And kind of being aware that usually when something sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. You want to find the truth, right? And that's usually super basic. So I want you to remember, like anything you see online, it was like a very like big out there statement. A lot of times, I mean, there's a good chance it's bullshit. Then when it comes to the basic stuff where it's like, hey, just, focus on your veggies and your fruits and all that. Like that's actually the stuff that makes a big difference. And guys, this even goes for things like, ice bath and, those kind of things. It's like, could it have a potential benefit? Yes. Especially from like a mindset standpoint or like a mental health standpoint where you get to deal better with, stress, basically. You become more resilient. But it's, not the thing that burns brown fat and, autophagy, all these kind of things, whatever it is. Be aware that a lot of times, sure, there may be some benefit to some of the like more out there stuff. But a lot of times it's kind of taken out of proportion, So wisdom is about trying to really figure out like what's actually true, and you're gonna need your own kind of like bullshit detector here. And you know what? The fact that things are sometimes so basic might even be why I think figuring out your nutrition on your own is so difficult. Because guess what gets the most attention on social media? It's the bold claims, right? It's the things that sound too good to be true, and it's the stuff you've never heard before. And you think to yourself, it's like, oh, that must be the reason why I can't lose weight. And then you try another fat diet, and you regain the weight again. And we're back at square one. Now, in the meantime, right, the basic stuff, like I said, getting more sleep, drinking more water, eating more fruits, veggies, walking more, eating more protein with every meal, you kind of like discard that in seconds because you think, it can't be that simple, right? Even though that's usually the stuff that actually has research behind it. And you know what? Like, that's also why we put out so much free content. That's why we do the podcast twice a week. The blog is back, right? We create, you know, free resources. And we continue to build stuff for you guys, the clients, as well as people outside who just want to learn more, right? At no cost. Because here's the thing. People deserve that help. People deserve information that actually helps them reach their goals or at least learn more about nutrition. And there's a lot of BS out there, like I said. So remember what we talked about when we addressed courage, right? The journey is a process. It's not an event. And the same thing goes for learning about nutrition and fitness. It's going to take time. And you need to be open, you know, for new stuff, to allow new stuff to come in, but also stay critical. And you want to avoid getting distracted by all like the clickbaity stuff. Because if you stay critical and you look good enough, you can kind of point out what's real and who are like the real people who are actually trying to be helpful here. And I'll, in a second, I'll list out a couple people who you'd want to check out. I'm just going to take a little sip of my tea, if you don't mind. I've been talking a lot today, so I need it.
Hey, what's up? Sorry to interrupt. I promise we'll keep it short. As you already know, we don't do ads here, and I really just do this podcast out of passion for helping everyday people like yourself learn more and get results. Now, because I do this absolutely for free, would it be cool to ask you for a quick rating on Spotify or Apple? You can do it while you're listening. It really just takes a few seconds, and it would actually mean the world to me and help us grow the show and reach more people like you. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
So before I list a couple names to check out, a true action taker keeps that learner's mentality. Like, you always want to keep learning. They also stay critical of the things they read, hear, or see on social media and the mainstream media. They also know that what sounds too good to be true usually is too good to be true, and that what usually sounds too easy is often easily overlooked. Remember that, right? It's like if something is so simple or so easy, it's also very easy to not do it or to forget that it's important. And a lot of times, guys, I could now open up Chronometer and I could go through all of your food logs and I can guess, or I can guarantee almost, that some of you, right, are not having your fruits and veggies every single day, protein with every meal, those kind of things. And that's also why, of course, that's why I periodically go through your food logs so that we can dive into that stuff. But, right, it's so easy to overlook that stuff. Pay attention to it. This goes for you guys. This goes for myself also, right, as a nutrition coach. Like, I definitely have to remind myself too sometimes. That's why I track, right? That's why I've always, you know, invested in coaching myself. So to kind of help you learn more, right, other than the stuff that we share and the guests that we bring on our podcast, and then, you know, also in the new year, I'd like to bring people in to do basically like workshops or like webinars for our clients only to educate you even further on more specific topics. And we're going to create more stuff for the vault, new topics. It's going to be great. But okay, on top of that, I wanted to kind of list out a couple people who I think are some of the best people to find or follow in the fitness space, who really stick to their like evidence-based approach, which really means the research as well as in the trenches experience. And this is something to keep in mind, because on social media these days, there's a lot of stuff where it's like, this study shows that, you know, and there's like one study. And although there are some very good studies that may have a lot of, you know, good data with a lot of people and those kind of things, there's also a lot of stuff that can just be cherry picked. And that's also not evidence based, just looking at a study and just citing what it says in the abstract. Like, no, evidence based means they look at the research to kind of find out what's likely to be true, right? Or what we can learn there. And then you apply it with, you know, clients, et cetera, right? We apply it, we get the experience, and we try things out, and we kind of make our decisions, or we base our decisions on those two things. It's the education, it's the things that we figure out through the research, but then also the actual doing the thing, the in the trenches experience is so key. And I think sometimes people forget that when the word evidence-based gets thrown around, right? It's like, oh, just as long as you know you can find one study, then it must be true. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. So do yourself a massive favor. Follow the following people. And I'm going to list out a bunch. Start off with Sam Miller, Cody McBroom, Christine Andali, Aaron Straker, Alan Aragon, Jordan Syed, Lauren Conlin, Casey Joe Orvidas, Jessica Isaacs, and Alyssa Olenek. I'm not sure how to pronounce it well. But. So that's a bunch of good people to follow who actually put out like legit stuff, good content that's actually helpful, and that I can guarantee is some of the best that you can get, because it has that evidence-based approach. And these are not, you know, fucking, you know, salesy people, or, you know, like, no, these actually are legit, like, knowledgeable people who want to help you. So overcoming and reframing failure, because I think we got to bring this back, right, to the obstacles and the stuff that comes up. Wisdom isn't about reading or learning something once and then just kind of feeling like you know it all. And I see this a lot with certain people in the space where, you know, you get your first nutrition certificate, or maybe a, you know, a PT course, whatever it is. And then sometimes people think, okay, now I'm good. And then they think that they can just stop learning. And that's a slippery slope. We should never stop learning. Just how you, right, reading or learning one thing once, you know, doesn't mean that you should kind of be like, well, I kind of know now. Like, no. It's about always wanting to level up, knowing that with every new level, here comes a, you know, here's a kicker. Like, with every new level comes a new set of setbacks and obstacles. And that's something to keep in mind. When we look at successful people, they aren't successful because they never fail, but because they keep going, even though they fail. And if anything, like, those are the people who actually fail way more than those who don't make it, right? You're supposed to fail. I saw a tweet by Alex Hormozi a couple of days ago that said, let me see real quick, there it is. Yeah. So it said, there are two outcomes once you get into business. It eventually works, right? One. Or two, you give up before it does. That's it. And the same exact thing goes for your health and fitness journey. Like, you either keep going, you keep learning, and it eventually works, or you give up before it does. Like, those are literally like your only two options. So I'm going to repeat that one, right? You either keep going, you keep learning, and eventually you get there, or you give up before it does work. Those are your actual only two options, right? Failure doesn't make you a failure. Look at it this way. Like, failure just means that there's a lack of knowledge, skills, and or experience. Knowledge can be learned, skills can be trained, and experience can be gained. That's how you want to think about this stuff. You're not doomed. Maybe there's just, you know, room to grow. And you know what? It's always going to be the case. So a true action taker ultimately succeeds not because they never fail, but because they learn from their failures. They understand that failure doesn't make them a failure, but that there's a lack of knowledge, skills, and or experience, all of which can be improved through action. Trust the process. You hear that one a lot, right? What does that even mean? Well, what's the process? A lot of people jump from one fad diet to the next, to the next, to the next. And that's where that, you know, the sentence, like, I've tried everything under the sun, but, you know, without success, or I can't lose the weight, whatever, where that kind of comes from. And I do get it because people don't know. I fully understand. I've been there myself, right? So I made those mistakes. I tried the diets. I tried the stuff that really didn't help me at all. So I do get it. Hey, going back to what I just said, like that was a lack of knowledge. I didn't know. But since you guys are here, right? I know you've heard trust the process before, but I want to dive more into what that really means because it goes way beyond just doing. It's about also learning, like we just said, right? So trial and error is essential and you absolutely should try again. You probably don't want to just try something again though without actually learning from it. There needs to be some type of self-reflection, proactive learning, and just the necessary adjustments along the way. You don't just try the same thing again or jump onto the next. Oh, it's fasting. Okay, now I'm going to go keto. Oh, because this didn't work, let me now go with, you know, whatever it is. Like, no. You do something, and then we proactively try to learn and figure stuff out, and then we course correct. And that's how you continue, right? That's the process. The process is a continuous cycle of, like, doing the thing, then reflecting on your effort, collecting feedback and information on what's going well and what needs more work, right? How to move forward. The how is an important one, making it actionable so that you can improve and keep going. And if you need to, you can ask for help where needed. That's how the process works. So a true action taker doesn't just do without kind of thinking about it, right? But continuously reflect on what's going well, what needs more work. And they're resourceful and proactive in figuring out their next steps based on objective feedback. That's how I want to see this. It's not just, oh, just try again. Yes, we're going to try again, but not without learning. Like, we never kind of skip over like that learning moment, you know? We're not going to ignore obstacles. We're going to take them head on. That's where cultivating a growth mindset really comes in. Because some people kind of label themselves as, you know, I'm bad at this, or, you know, I'm just not someone who can do why, you know, whatever. Or some people kind of like don't even believe the fact that they can actually learn and grow and get better, you know, at whatever it is. Remember what I said in the beginning. It's like, it's okay to not be good at something yet, right? That yet, that's the word. Because you don't want to see failure as kind of like proof that you suck. Or that it's like, you know, just like your confirmation that you just don't have it in you when it comes to reaching your goals. Like, no, that would be a very like fixed mindset. I want to talk about growth mindset here. This should really be a full podcast and blog and everything, but I want to kind of keep a little bit brief here. I do highly recommend you actually diving into that book. It's called Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. She kind of coined the term growth mindset. She's like the leading researcher. A lot of great content. She's also on YouTube. I think there's like a TED Talk and, you know, a couple things. But check out the book. It's great. It's really good. Maybe you can get the audiobook. That's maybe a good idea as well, an Audible. Again, Mindset by Carol Dweck. But in the book, she says, in quotes, did I win? Did I lose? Those are the wrong questions. The correct question is, did I make my best effort? And if so, you may be outscored, but you'll never lose. Like, that's the essence of like the growth mindset, right? It's not the outcome that defines you, but your effort towards getting better and knowing that as long as you focus on the process, you will win. And again, I'd love to dive more into this, but we're going to be here for a little while then. And I actually do want to write a blog about it too. So it's going to be for later stage, but the growth mindset really deserves to really, that's something you want to dive into really. Right. So start here with, you know, this live or maybe the article that I'm going to put up, which is basically what I'm reading right now. This will be on the podcast as well. But see this as your kind of starting point of like learning more about your, you know, your mindset as well. We talk a lot about food. We talk a lot about fitness. But that mindset stuff, like, that's super, super key. So again, people with a growth mindset, right? They see success, or they find success, I should say, in doing their best and learning and improving. Like, that's for them, like, that's success. It's doing the thing and getting better. And they find setbacks motivating. There's actually a lot of research on this, right? So really, like, check that book out. It's really cool. but they see setbacks as like information or like a wake-up call sometimes. And ultimately, like, they take charge of the processes they need, right, to bring success, but also maintain success, because that's the thing too, right? We talked about this before. It's like doing the work to create results, and then you got to maintain still. And then there's going to be the new setbacks and all that. Now, someone with a fixed mindset, though, right, which is the opposite of growth mindset, they may look at someone else and be like, I wish I had their willpower. Or that person is just naturally like better than me. Like, I wish I could do that. But a growth mindset person, on the other hand, right, they know that just because someone can do something with little or no training or effort, it doesn't mean, right, that they can do it, sometimes even better, with training. Like, that's how you want to think about this stuff. You're able to grow because everything is figure outable through effort and continuous learning. The growth mindset person, they know that everything, right, is just something they can get better at over time. And that's also why, like, this is not necessarily like a how to create a growth mindset thing. Like, no, this should be the beginning, right, of you kind of learning about the stuff and getting more into it. Because here's the thing. Also, the growth mindset person can experience failure as painful. Absolutely. So I do want to state this, right? I do want to point this out. Because, of course, they go through those setbacks as well. It's not that they don't care about the setbacks or the obstacles, or that it doesn't bum them out, or that it doesn't like not like demotivate them. Like, no, it does, you know? But here's the thing. You can see it as not something that defines you, right? But as a problem. Problems have solutions and can be learned from. It's not going to be about getting it perfect. Like, that's actually fixed mindset stuff. Like, the person who only wants to do something because it's perfect, or, you know, best case scenario, whatever it is, that's the fixed mindset stuff. The growth mindset stuff is about putting in effort towards the process. But again, you don't just decide this. You don't, like, after this recording, right, after watching this video or listening to it, you don't just decide, okay, now I'm going to have a growth mindset. It's something you cultivate over time. And that's why also here, I want you to really start digging more into that stuff. And of course, in your check-ins, I mean, you guys are all kinds of mine. We're going to, of course, address this throughout your journey anyway. Like, it is stuff that we work on, right? And that's even kind of like the purpose of the way we set up your check-in questions. But remember that a true action taker knows that if something is humanly possible, they too can do it. They set out to cultivate a growth mindset and commit to the process of continuous effort, self-reflection, and course correcting. That's how we see this stuff. We do, we reflect, we course correct, and hey, you know, we can always learn. Never stop growing. So I hope this kind of inspires you to kind of like learn more about, you know, mindset. And again, if you don't have the book yet, I've been recommending it to a lot of people. Dive into it, right? Set out to learn and be critical. So we ended up with, you know, the more mindset stuff, but this ties back into everything else. I know that with nutrition, fitness, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of stuff that you want to learn. And that's great, because that means that just over time, you always have something to get better at. And as much as you will be hit with setbacks, maybe something good to mention as well, it's not all going to be setbacks. You know, there's going to be a lot of great momentum. There's going to be a lot of aha moments, a lot of exciting stuff. And it is a really cool process. Once you get into it and it starts to click and the ball kind of like starts to roll, and things begin to snow, you know, to kind of snowball, like, there's a lot of cool stuff. So I know we talk about setbacks and obstacles. It's key, because most people, like, that's where most people stop. But let's remember too, like, of course, there's going to be a lot of great stuff, right? So never stop growing, always keep learning and growing, and just commit to the process and you will be successful, right? And I know that you guys will be, because you're watching this video, you're in this group, you're action takers. And I want to make sure that we keep focusing on that, right? We keep focusing on that.
All right, that's it for today. As a thank you for sticking around, I'd like to send you a free copy of my ebook, The Definitive Fat Loss Nutrition Guide. Honestly, if you like the podcast, I'm sure you'll love the ebook. So if you want it, all you need to do is either click the link in the show notes or DM me on Instagram at johanvesters_OCS, and I'll personally send it to you. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. I'll talk to you soon.